The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning and welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, chiropractor right here in the Hudson Valley, right? 29 years in practice. Makes me sound old. I feel good though. Great to have you with me this morning. So I want to start with a question, and I want you to really picture this. What would your golf game look like if you can play completely free? Now, I'm saying golf game. Could it be pickleball? Could be going to the gym? Could be horseback riding? Could be bowling? Whatever you do, if you could play completely free. So no managing the back on the back nine. No adjusting your swing because something hurts. No cutting the round short because you never know when if you're going to pay for it tomorrow, today, whenever. Just playing, being free fully the way you love the game. So what would that feel like? Because I talk to golfers every day in the Hudson Valley. We have people at Trump National, you know, Beekman, all over the place that play golf that come to see me. I was just on the phone with someone who he's a PGA chiropractor. So he's just down in Long Island at Shinnecock Hills. And he was telling me how these players come to see him. They walk into the place where all the care happens, orthopedists, massage therapists, physical therapists, all that stuff. And they come right to the chiropractor first because they know they love the care and they know how much it would help them. But think about that, right? Almost every person I talk to, when I ask them what they want more out of their game, it isn't a lower handicap. It isn't a new driver. Oh, that could be very nice. It's just to feel good when they play, to enjoy it. And that's what they're used to doing when they're younger or whatever. They want to stop feeling their body's working against them. That's what this segment's about, because there's a reason why your body isn't letting you play your best golf, pickleball, tennis, whatever it is you play. And it has nothing to do with your age, has nothing to do with your swing mechanics, has everything to do with your spine. And there's good news, right? It's fixable or helpable or possibly get better. But I want to ask you something first. Do you remember what it was like to swing through the ball with full rotation? That's important, right? It's full rotation. That's where power comes from, distance comes from, length comes from, you know, so that feeling's of a completely uninhibited turn, your hips, thoracic spine, shoulders, everything moving in sequence effortlessly. That satisfying contact where the whole kinetic chain fires perfectly. A lot of golfers I talk to remember that feeling. They just can't reproduce it consistently anymore. And they've chalked it up to age, to tightening up, just being a little older than they were. But here's what I want you to think about. What if that loss of rotation, the loss of freedom in your swing, isn't about your age at all? What if it's structural? What if it's your spine physically preventing you from moving the way your body was actually designed to move? Because that's a completely different conversation. Age isn't something that's a challenge. It's something, you know, you can't change this, but the structure you absolutely can. So here's something most golfers never hear. And once again, I'm talking about golf, but it could be any other sport you play. Once you understand it, it changes how you think about your whole game. Your golf swing is built on rotation. And rotation, real, full, powerful rotation, lives in your spine, specifically in your thoracic spine and your lumbar spine. Those are the segments of your back designed to generate and transfer rotational force from the ground through the club, pickleball racket, whatever it is. Now, here's the problem. The golf swing, as beautiful as it can be, creates enormous compressive force on the lumbar discs. At impact, studies show that load going through the lower back can reach 8 times more than your body weight. 8 times every swing, every round, every season, it adds up. Over time, those discs lose height. The joints between your vertebra start to become restricted. And when the spinal joints restrict, your rotation drops. Not because your muscles are weak, not because your flexibility is gone, but because your structure won't allow the movement anymore. Your body goes into a limp mode. If you understand your car or electronics, it doesn't want to work as fully anymore because it knows there's damage in there it's trying to protect. And here's the parts you should really get your attention. When those joints are restricted, your brain-body connection is impaired. Your neurological signals that tell your muscles to fire in sequence powerfully, the perfect kinetic chain from your feet to your hands, it gets interrupted. Your timing gets off. Your power leaks. Your consistency suffers. You can work on your swing mechanics all day long. And trust me, I've done this stuff all day long. But if your spine isn't moving freely, you're working around a structural ceiling that no amount of lessons on a range can break through. So I know a lot of people are really putting tons of money into new equipment, more lessons. And if they simply freed up their spine, they'd have more range of motion, better rotation, more distance, and more enjoyment. So hopefully this explains some of what you've been experiencing. And now I want to ask you this. if your rotation came back, right? That's the thing. If your rotation came back, if you could turn the way you used to turn, what would that do for your game? More distance, more consistency, effortless contact that feels really, really good. And what would it mean for the enjoyment of the game, more importantly, if you could step onto the first tee knowing your body was going to work with you for all 18 holes instead of against you? Think about the rounds you've cut short. The back nines where you're just managing. Days after a round where you're stiff and sore and your wife, your buddy, you know, asked how your golf was. You said good because you didn't mention that your back hurt before you even got to the 16th hole. I played a lot of golf and I used to play with people who would, they would take tons of over-the-counter pain relievers before they even played. Think about all the damage it does to your kidneys and your liver, the Tylenol, the Advil, whatever you're taking before you even play because you know you're going to be hurting by the end of it. And these are people in their 20s trying to prevent pain by taking drugs before they even played. So, you know, what if those rounds became the exception instead of the rule? Because I want to tell you, it's not a fantasy. This is what happens when you address the structural root cause of what's limiting your spine. I've seen it in this practice for 29 years. Thousands and thousands of golfers, pickleballers, tennis players, whatever your sport is, bowlers, tons of bowlers too, who came in frustrated and limited, who got their spine properly evaluated and cared for, and came back telling me they're hitting the ball further than they have in years. That their swing finally feels free again, and they're enjoying the game in the way they hadn't in a very long time. And that's what's available to you. It's so important to understand that, right? No amount of lessons or new equipment is going to change that if you don't get your spine better. So I want to give you another piece of this picture. So when you get your spine decompressed, when we restore proper joint motion and alignment, it takes pressure off those compressed discs. And a few things happens that is directly impact your golf game. First, your rotation returns. When the joints are free to move through their full range of motion, your thoracic and lumbar spine can do exactly what they're built to do, generate and transfer power through the kinetic chain. Golfers consistently report increased shoulder turn and a fuller, more effortless swing after the spine is corrected. Second, and this is more neurological, which is the thing I really, really love, your muscle firing improves. Remember the brain-body connection I mentioned? When the nerve interference caused by spinal compression is removed, your muscles communicate better. Your sequencing improved. That means more consistent ball striking, not because your mechanics change, because your nervous system is firing and working without interference. Third, and this is the one most golfers love, endurance to the ground improves. When you're not compressing for spinal restriction on every swing, your used energy efficiency goes skyrocket. It goes so much better. You're not fatigued the same way. Your back nine starts to feel like more like the front nine. This is not about pain management. This is about performance. This is about playing the game you love at the level you know you're capable of for as many years as possible. So here's the question I want to leave you with. If there was something structurally happening in your spine that quietly limiting your rotation, draining your power, and shortening how long you can enjoy the game, wouldn't you want to know about it? That's the thing, right? You want to know about it. So many people go through and say, when it gets bad enough, which is the worst thing you can do, right? Wait till it gets bad enough because that can involve surgery, being unable to play the game through the golf season. You know, it could really destroy how well you're playing and your enjoyment. It's so much people just, when you learn about it and you have power over the correction process, it brings so much more inspiration. So that's something I'm asking you to do, you know, to get checked out. Come in, we'll take a look. I want to evaluate your spine the way it deserves to be evaluated, the way PGA pros get evaluated, not with a prescription pad, which can manage the pain. Pills can manage your pain, but a corrective process of figuring out what's going on to correct the malfunction, the lack of motion, and the lack of performance your body should have all along. But in 29 years of clinical experience and genuine conversations about this, what I find, you know, your options are, you can get better. And we do specific neurologically based chiropractic care. It's different than what you've experienced before. So if you've been to a chiropractor, you realize that you go in, you don't do any x-rays, they kind of pop you, how's your day, see you later. We really analyze your spine and figure out exactly where the limitations are and get you better. We also do decompression care in office, which is phenomenal if you have any degeneration, any disc issues, any bulges or herniations. It can really decrease the pressure on those discs significantly. Research shows that clearly, and people feel phenomenally better when they do that. So no pressure, no commitment, just the answers you're looking for. And if you come in, we'll take you through the whole process and figure out what's going on with you and try to give you solid answers on how to get better. We do this all the time. Every week we give people appointments and It's really about you finding out what's going on. Then we can sit down and talk about what decision you'd like to make to get better. So if you're one of these people who really like to make a change, you know, not someone who's saying, oh, good information sounds good, but if you really want to take this information and try to change how your spine's moving for whatever sport it is, like I say, bowling, I talk about bowling, pickleball, tennis, and golf, because they put the most strain in your spine while you're rotating. And even if you just want to prevent these issues from developing with these motions in the future, it's so important to look at your spine and see how it's misaligned now before you have the pain. And this way you can get great range of motion, better enjoyment. And you know, you always are happier when you're playing your game at your highest level. So if you want to be one of these first 10 people we do every week, where you come in, we do the entire exam process, we do x-rays, I meet with you, we do some of the measurables we have in our office, and we figure out what's going on with you, and then we talk about real solutions and real answers, just give us a call. The phone number is 845-896-1200. We're in Fishkill, New York. So it's right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. I have many people come in from far away. Some people, it's too far away considering your lifestyle being as busy as it is. Other people, you know, it's fine. They come in for an hour and a half away each way. It blows my mind, but I'm so grateful. They really appreciate the high level care we're doing for them so they can be better. So just give us a call, 845-896-1200. And for the first 10 people, do the entire exam process for free. We'll go over everything with you right to the point where we're talking about moving forward with care. And we'll give you all your options to get better, enjoy your golf game, your pickleball, whatever it is, you know, much more through the season and through the year. Once again, it's 845-896-1200. Or you can text on that number too and text the word golf. This week, I'm changing it up. Just text the word golf, G-O-L-F, golf. And that'll signify to me that you listen to the show and you texting us about coming in for one of those free first 10 appointments. And we'll get you on track to being healthier, functioning better, and having your best summer ever. Okay, so now I want to shift gears for a moment, right? Because what I'm about to share with you directly connects to everything we just spoke about, whether you're a golfer, pickleball player, someone who works on their feet all day long, or just someone who wants to wake up in the morning feeling like they got rest. This is for you. I want to ask you something really simple. When you wake up in the morning, what does it feel like? Do you come out of sleep fully, genuinely restored, calm energy, clear head, ready to move? You know, for me, it's hard. Yeah, I would like to have that every morning. My sleep isn't as good as I'd like it to be. And I remember times though I got up and had great calm energy, didn't need any caffeine, nothing to get my mind sharp. And I was ready to have a great time. I just had a great mood, great energy, all that stuff. But maybe you're someone who wakes up already tired, already stiff, already reaching for coffee just to feel like a human. So most people, that's just how mornings feel. That's just life. That's just getting older. But what if I told you the quality of your sleep isn't just about how you rested, right? How you feel. It's about whether your body is actually healing overnight. And that's really the important thing, is having your body heal. That's for millions of people, the question and the answer is no, they're not healing well overnight. So here's something that should genuinely change how you feel about sleep. Your body doesn't heal during the day. It heals at night, specifically during deep restorative sleep. The stages where your brain waves slow down. Your nervous system finally shifts out of fight or flight, and your body gets a signal that it's safe to repair. During those deep sleep stages, your pituitary gland releases growth hormone. That's a primary driver of tissue repair, muscle recovery, and cellular regeneration. Your immune system ramps up its activity. Inflammation that's been building all day long starts to get cleared. And here's the one thing that whatever you do with your life, you need to hear, right? Your spinal discs, which have been compressed and loaded all day long under the force of gravity and movement, finally get their chance to decompress. They absorb fluid, they rehydrate, and they recover. Your discs are largely avascular, which means they don't have direct blood supply the way your muscles do. They get the nutrition almost entirely through movement and through the fluid exchange that happens during rest. So when your sleep is poor, when you're not getting enough deep restorative sleep, your discs are being slowly starved of the recovery they need. Now think about in the context of what we spoke about in the first segment. If you're playing golf, pickleball, bowling, tennis, whatever you play, if you're active, you're putting your spine under load every day, and then you're not sleeping deeply enough to let it recover and ruining a deficit. So every single day, that deficit compounds. So what does genuinely restorative sleep actually require? This is real important. I don't know too many people get great sleep. So let's talk about the environment first, because most people are unknowingly sabotaging their sleep before they even close their eyes. First thing I want to talk about is temperature. Your body needs to drop its core temperature to initiate and maintain deep sleep. The ideal sleep environment is cool, somewhere between 65 and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Most people sleep way too warm. So if you're waking up in the middle of the night, kicking off your covers, tossing and turning, temperature is often the first culprit. Cool the room down, it makes a measurable difference. Your brain and also your brain's sleep-wake cycle is governed by light exposure. In the evening, artificial light, especially any blue light from phones, tablets, televisions, tells your brain that it's still daytime, right? Blue light happens in the first half of your day. It suppresses the melatonin production. It delays your sleep onset and reduces deep sleep quality. The simple fix is dim your environment at least 1 hour before bed. Step away from screens. Let your brain get the signal that day is actually over. Sound and stillness. Your nervous system is still partially alert during sleep, scanning for threats. Noise disrupts sleep architecture even when they're, you know, it doesn't fully wake you up. A white noise machine, a fan, or simply a quiet environment protects the depth of your sleep cycles in ways most people don't appreciate until they try it. And if you're waking up stiff, if your back is worse in the morning than when you went to bed, your sleeping position is part of the conversation. Sleeping on your stomach is one of the worst things you can do for your lumbar and cervical spines. Side sleeping with a pillow between your knees or back sleeping without the support, with support under your knees, keeps the spine in a far more neutral, decompressed position throughout the night. 8 hours in the wrong position is 8 hours of compressive stress on the very disc your body's trying to recover. I want to get into meal timing because this is a big thing. Many people eat right before bed. And this is one piece of the puzzle, you know, that connects your sleep quality that once you hear it, you're going to not be unable to unhear it. What time do you eat dinner at night? You know, did you have anything after that? A snack, a bowl of something, maybe a glass of wine while you watch TV. Here's what happens inside your body when you eat close to bedtime. Digestion's an active, energy-demanding process. So when you eat a substantial meal within 2 to 3 hours of deep sleep, your body's forced to prioritize digestion over restoration. Your core temperature actually rises to support digestive activity, which is the exact opposite of what your body needs to initiate that deep sleep cycle. Your insulin spikes, your metabolism stays elevated, and your body cannot fully shift into the repair and recovery state it's designed to enter overnight. Think of it this way. Your body has two modes. It can digest and process, or it can heal and restore. It cannot do both things at the same time. So when you eat late, you're essentially telling your body, stay in the processing mode, and healing gets pushed to the back of the line. The research on this is compelling. Studies consistently show that people who finish eating at least 3 hours before bed experience measurably better sleep quality, more deep sleep, better heart rate variability overnight, and significantly better morning energy. 3 hours, that's the window. And here's a practical piece for Hudson Valley mornings. If you want to wake up feeling genuinely restored, calm, and clear, try moving dinner earlier. Even shifting from 8 to 6:30 or 7 p.m. makes a meaningful difference for most people. Your body gets a metabolic runway it needs to wind down, cool down, and drop into a deep healing sleep you're actually after. Alcohol deserves its own mention here because so many people have a glass of wine because it helps them sleep. But it can help you fall asleep, but it fragments your sleep architecture into the second half of the night. It suppresses your REM sleep. It raises your heart rate. You may still be unconscious, but you're not recovering. If you're waking up at 3 a.m. with your mind racing, alcohol in the evening before is often the reason. Now, caffeine. People process caffeine differently depending on your genetics, but it has a half-life of 5 to 7 hours in most adults. That means if you have a coffee at 2 p.m., half of that caffeine is still active in your system at 9 p.m. For many people, especially as they get into their 40s and 50s, even a mid-afternoon coffee is disrupting sleep death without them even connecting the two. So try moving your last bit of caffeine to before noon and see what happens to your mornings. All right, now I want to get into a couple supplements that'll help you because a lot of people have sleep issues and it's a complicated thing because it's psychological and physiological, but supplements can help you get over that hurdle. So a few natural supports that meaningfully improve sleep quality, not by sedating you, but by giving your nervous system what it needs to drop into genuine restoration. First one is magnesium glycinate. It's at the top of my list. Magnesium is the most common mineral deficiency. And I often talk about this. We don't need more of nutrients unless we're deficient in them. And if we take them and we're deficient in them, it makes a huge difference. And there's ways of testing your deficiencies to find out what you're deficient in. That's very, very important to discover these supplements. So, you know, American adults, Magnesium glycinate plays a direct role in calming the nervous system, relaxing muscle tissue, and supporting deep sleep. Glycinate's the most bioavailable form and the gentlest on digestion. So if you're waking up with muscle tightness, cramping, or racing a mind at 2 a.m., magnesium deficiency is very often part of that story. L-theanine is an amino acid found naturally in green tea that promotes calm, focused relaxation without sedation. It quiets the mental noise that keeps people from lying awake through to tomorrow's to-do list. It doesn't make you drowsy. It just settles the nervous system so your body can do what it already knows how to do. Ashwagandha directly impacts your cortisol levels, your primary stress hormone. So elevated evening cortisol is one of the biggest disruptors of deep sleep that most people never address. Ashwagandha helps regulate the cortisol curve so your body can actually shift into deep recovery night. So the goal with all these is simple. Remove the obstacles that are preventing your body from doing what it already knows how to do. Sleep's not a passive event. It's your body's most powerful healing mechanism. Give it the conditions it needs and it'll work for you the way it's designed to, so you can have a great night's sleep and great health and energy the following day. Okay, so for the last segment, right, I want to talk about something that I think is one of the most overlooked, most frustrating, and most fixable problems in American health today. And I want to start with the question, how many supplements are sitting in your cabinet right now that you're not entirely sure are working? Maybe multivitamin you've been taking for years out of habit, a fish oil that's someone recommended, a probiotic you saw on Instagram, B-complex that your friend swore by, maybe something for your joints, something for your energy, something for sleep. I know people that are so afraid to give up their supplementation because they feel it's changing their life, but they have no idea whether it's helping them or not. So let me ask you this question. Do you actually know if it's doing anything? Do you know if your body's absorbing it? Do you know if it's even what your body needs, or if it's what you're completely missing that it actually does need? Most people don't. You have no idea. And when I tell you this morning, it's not your fault, but it's absolutely a problem. It's a big problem. And maybe the exact reason your health hasn't moved in the way you want it to. Here's the reality of the supplementation in America right now. We're a country that spends over $50 billion with a B dollars a year in dietary supplements a year. And yet we're sicker, heavier, more fatigued, and more inflamed than any previous generation. We have more access to health information than ever before in human history, and our health outcomes are getting worse, not better. Now, why is that, right? Because we are guessing. We're taking what our neighbor takes, what the algorithm recommends, what the label promises, without any understanding of what our body individually needs. And a guess, no matter how educated it sounds, is still a guess. But here's what no one tells you. We're taking the wrong supplements. It isn't just neutral. It isn't just a waste of money. In many cases, it's actively working against you. Fat-soluble vitamins taken in excess accumulate and create toxicity. Minerals compete for absorption. Too much calcium blocks magnesium. Too much zinc depletes copper. An iron supplement taken by someone who doesn't need it creates oxidative stress. High-dose B vitamin complex in someone with a specific genetic variation can drive anxiety and inflammation higher. Your body, it's not generic. Your biochemistry is not the same as your spouse's, your golf buddy, your health influencer you follow online. What works for them is maybe completely wrong for you. And it's what you're missing. That specific nutrient deficiencies that are actually driving your symptoms will never be found by grabbing something off a shelf based on a hunch. Now, here's where it gets really important. I want you to hear this clearly because it explains something that Americans are living with right now and cannot figure out. If you had tried weight loss, if you've really tried to lose weight, right now, 40 to 50% of Americans are obese, right? Not overweight. Overweight's different, right? Obese means creating disease in your body. It's going to kill you sooner than you should be dying. And that's the most important thing for me. I don't care how big you are. I love you just the same. But holding on extra weight really diminishes your quality of life. You can't live the life you want to, and you're sicker than you should be. So if you have this issue and your weight won't move, or it moves and it can't, and it comes right back, there's a biochemical reason for that. It's not willpower. It's not discipline. It's not that you're not trying hard enough. There's a big reason for that. It's your body is operating at a state of nutritional deficiency and metabolic dysfunction, and that makes fat loss physiologically impossible, regardless of the diet you're on. So, magnesium deficiency affects the majority of Americans, directly impairs your insulin sensitivity. Vitamin D deficiency, and we're talking about the Hudson Valley here where we don't get exactly year-round sunshine, it directly linked to leptin resistance. Leptin's a hormone that tells your brain you're full and signals your body to burn fat. B vitamin deficiencies impair your mitochondria. energy production machinery in every cell. This is why people fail, not because the diet was wrong, not because they gave up, but because the underlying nutritional foundation was never addressed. It was never formed in the first place. And you cannot build a house on a broken foundation. You cannot achieve lasting fat loss on a body that's biochemically depleted. Now, before I end, let me ask you something. How long have you been trying to figure out weight, right? A year, 5 years, longer? Most people have been trying to lose weight forever and it's considered just normal that they're overweight. How many programs have you started with real hope and real effort and ended up back where you started, maybe even heavier, definitely more frustrated? And here's the real question. What if the missing piece was never about the food plan or the exercise program at all? What if the missing piece was that your body never looked at what was actually happening inside your body, or nobody looked in what's going on inside your body before putting you on a system? Because here's what I know after 29 years in practice. People who struggle most with their weight are almost universally the people whose nutritional deficiencies have never been properly identified. They've been given a plan without ever even given an assessment. They've been told what to do without anyone finding out what their body actually needs. So what you have to do is figure this out. It's so important to learn what's going on. And what I want to do is give you an opportunity to figure this out, right? In my office, we have a tremendous weight loss program. People have incredible success with it. If you don't believe me, give it a try. Incredible success. What I want to do is give away 10 new client appointments to come in and do the whole process for free. Come in, meet with the coach, discover what you're deficient in, go over the process, figure out if it's the right fit for you. So if you want to do that, first 10 people, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss or just leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning. That's 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss or just, you know, leave us a message and we'll get back to you Monday morning, connect with you and set up a time. As always, guys, I love you. I want you to have the best health information and best health care you can ever get. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.